This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:42 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Hezrul and Kelvin. And now we've got the market wrap with our very own Sabrina Magdalene from the news team. And today, restaurant chains in the US are planning to open up drive-thrus in the coming months to keep up with fast food rivals during the COVID-19 pandemic. What's the story there?
So CNBC reported that drive-thrus have become a lifeline for fast food chains like McDonald's during lockdowns. In fact, drive-thru orders made up 90% of McDonald's business in the US in the most recent quarter, which actually helped the chain rebuild sales. So it makes sense that restaurant chains are jumping on the bandwagon and investing on drive-thru construction. Just to name a few, milkshake and burger chain Shake Shack plans to open its first ever drive-thru next year, while Chipotle Mexican Grill plans to add more digital drive-thrus. So industry executives say that drive-thru strategy is also in line with what consumers want, which is contactless access to their favorite restaurants. Analysts are also saying that, you know, some chains and franchisees do not see any worth in reopening dining rooms because they can now leverage on the success of the drive-thru, curbside pickup and also deliveries. This also means that restaurants can cut back on how many employees need to be staffed and avoid paying for expensive new safety measures.
Okay, this is making me quite hungry, but looking in depth at this report, they mentioned that drive-thrus have become unpopular with landlords and municipalities in recent years. Has this changed during the pandemic?
So actually what happened previously was that some municipalities went as far as restricting or even banning drive-thru construction because of their impact on the environment, traffic and noise. But according to a US restaurant consultancy, a double-digit increase in revenue among drive-thrus created a buyer frenzy for real estate. So a lot of retailers and restaurants are going out of business and they're leaving desirable real estate up for grabs. Chipotle CFO Jack Hartung says that if their landlords are not willing to work with them to do a remodel of their drive-thrus, there is a site just across the street that they can take a look as well. So in a way, the pandemic has made it easier, you know, for restaurant chains to score their drive-thru lanes, which are now more favorable for landlords and municipalities.
Oh, interesting. So moving on to Bursa, Wada Holding was among the gainers today. I understand there's been a takeover offer.
Yes. Wada Holding's group executive chairman, Dato' Lee Fu Sun, has launched a mandatory takeover bid for the company at 56 per offer share. So this is after Lee's acquisition of 13.2% stake in Wada today, which raises his shareholding to about 46%. He actually also intends to maintain the listing status on Bursa's main market. So Wada has listed mobile phone servicing and property investments as its core business, although it was better known as a battery manufacturer and trader since its listing in 1996. So at the close today, Wada Holdings was up 18.9% at 66 sen.
Sabrina, thanks so much for that market wrap. We're now headed to some music. We've got Talk Talk with It's My Life. Keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.